Job market starting to tighten up. Recruitment companies are warning of thousands more joining that unemployment queue. Now, the latest Seek data has the job ads falling, as I mentioned a moment ago, 0.4% in March. Now, Talent ID recruits recruitments. Holly Oppers is with us on all of this. Holly, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Is it noticeable in your office? Are you seeing a change of tide?
Yeah, there's definitely been a change of tide. We're seeing a lot more skilled candidates coming through, which means that there's movement in the market, which is not a bad thing.
No, indeed. So if you're on the other side of that equation, you're an employer, you've now got good choice?
Yeah, that's it. You've got opportunities to get people that have got the right skills in those roles.
And how variable is the market in terms of their areas contracting versus areas still hiring?
Sorry, say that again.
How many areas are still hiring?
Oh, plenty. There's plenty of industries and, you know, there's across the board, we're seeing different industries looking for different parts to fill their gaps.
Mm. So have you got problems with people coming in that they haven't thought about? I mean, are they prepared, first of all, got a CV, know how to conduct themselves in an interview? Two, are they looking outside their specific area of previous employment to areas that they could move into?
Yeah, we've got people that are looking to change career direction, but most of the time, people with certain skill sets will stick in their lane. Mm. You've got a lot of people that are applying for roles that really aren't qualified or don't have those skills, and that can take up a lot of, you know, people that are advertising's time.
Why do they do that?
I think it's almost like Tinder. Everybody swipes right.
Do they? We get that here. You know, when we're looking for producers, all sorts of idiots turn up. And you think, why are you applying for this?
Yeah. We have that on the daily basis. But there's still plenty in the mix that are looking for roles that are qualified. And it's just fetching teacups with sources and ensuring the right people are going to the right roles.
I don't know how long you've been in the industry, but I've been around a while. This is not great, the economy, but it's not as bad as it has been. Is that your assessment of what's going on? Yes, we'd like better days, but you know we've seen worse.
It's not bad yet. There are redundancies and talks of restructures and things like that within different industries, but there's still plenty of industries that are crying out for workers. We've still got a lot of immigrants that are coming through with working visas, and they're still getting jobs. And so there's plenty around. It's just finding the right niche for you.
Yeah, exactly. Holly, appreciate your insight very much. Holly Oppers, who's Talent ID Recruitment Branch Manager. By the way, a couple of other people I talked to yesterday, First Call Recruitment, people are wanting anything that they can get their hands on. So there's an element of desperation. Builders, bricklayers, landscapers. A lot of people on the books there. Personal resources in Rotorua, for example, smaller businesses are holding off on hiring staff. They're telling us Success Group, if job seekers were prepared to do anything, there was always opportunities there. Not affecting all parts of the economy. Civil, manufacturing, production still hiring. Nurses, doctors, allied health professionals still in demand, as were accountants, admin, payroll, project managers, workers in HR, health and safety, and duty managers. So it's not all dark here.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.